Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update, the 19th week of the year 2017. The 975th week I've compiled these statistics in a row. And for the week ending May 12th, 2017, single family residences only, no condos. And just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta. First of three categories, new listings. 38 new listings hit the books this week. Now, that's a good number. Oh, my God. I just looked down and realized that the total number of active listings, including those in escrow, is 531. Last year at this time, it was 531. Now, that's, I don't know if that's happened before in 975 weeks. It's not that big of a deal, but it happens on the same day, 19th week of the year, that the year-to-date number of sales this year is 357, and last year it was 357. What are the odds? 692 to 1, so says Richard. No, it's more than that. That's actually, I just end the show right now. Okay, 38 new listings, 4 closed and 1 in escrow. So only 33 new listings, a low of 579,000 on San Andreas. I almost said San Andreas, not correct, San Andreas. And a high of 9,150,000 on Rockbridge. Every time I see a house on Rockbridge, I think of Blazing Saddles. 8 of the 38 new listings were under $1 million. Only 8, usually under $1 million, single digits. Median price, $1,005,000 for the 38 new listings. Second category, opened escrows. 31 lucky people opened escrow on their single family home for the week ending May 12th. So we averaged about 20.69 sales in 2016. So 31 opened escrows. Some will fall out. I had one fall out last week, and I couldn't catch it. And the opened escrows, a low is on Carpinteria Avenue, but I forgot to write in the price. But it was low, and this was like a real fixer. So even for a single-family home, it was something around $600,000. Another house in Carp came on the market for $599,000, 15 offers, 13 over asking, half of those all cash. That was in a matter of just last week. A high of $3,695,000 on Feather Hill. 8 of the 31 opened escrows under $1 million, same as 8 of the 38 new listings under $1 million. Median price, though, for the 31 opened escrows, $1,180,000, which is a lot lower than the $1,250,000 year-to-date median price. Third category, behind door number 3, sold listings. 29 even luckier people actually closed escrow on their single-family home. For the week ending May 12, 2017, 29. And again, year-to-date, we're averaging just under 19 sales per week. Median price year-to-date, $1,250,000. This week's median price, $1,110,000 for those 29 sold listings. There you had 13 of the 29 under $1 million. Low of $725,000 on Punta Gorda. And a high of $15,925,000 on Hot Springs Road. Remember that time I did that scenario where Louisiana Purchase, which I think was around $15 million, and I did a whole stat on how many acres that was, and here we got this house selling for $15.9 million on Hot Springs Road. I don't think anyone could have imagined that back then. 13 of the 29 sold listings were under $1 million, as I mentioned, $1,110,000 median price. Those are the stats for the week ending May 12th, 2017. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I forgot to call my adopted mom yesterday, so I'll have to call Bobby Lee Kelly up in Santa Maria. Maybe she's listening right now. She was listening back in November 1998, when I started my first program, and she said, Mark, stop asking questions. Listen to what the people are saying and respond to what they're saying. Just keep asking questions. We're at the end of the program. She was right. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, search listings throughout California, listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 952-CHAT if you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.